explosive. The greatest part of the energy, about 50%, is being released in the form of blast. The direct action of the blast, striking with tremendous force, is particularly effective against almost all types of buildings.
Vehicle to get away fast. I know what you're thinking, and you're right. Using all three would be possible and epic. Step three, get physical. If you can't find a weapon or you lose it, it's time for one-on-one combat. You could use the zombie's forward momentum and body weight against them, like in judo. Just remember to stay away from the zombie's mouth and grab it by its clothes if it's wearing any. If you can, use goggles or a face mask to avoid any zombie fluid making contact with your mouth, nose, or eyes. If you manage to hurt a zombie or knock it out, don't attack it again. Get out of there.
Syphilis? Gonorrhea? I really wish you wouldn't talk about such things at a party. I mean, really, it isn't very polite, is it? I mean, if I ever, I mean, I would just die.
Syphilis? Gonorrhea? Yeah, I heard some of the boys came back with something like that. Me? I don't worry. Just a little old shot and zip. You're cured.
Syphilis? Gonorrhea? Well, I hear it's a real epidemic. All the...
In May 1945, eindigde de oorlog in Europa. Dit was de tol welke door het onvoldoende voorbereid zijn moest worden betaald. Binnen enkele maanden waren de landen van West-Europa en Scandinavië weer onafhankelijk. Maar met de landen in het oosten had Stalin andere plannen. Inderdaad werden daar verkiezingen gehouden. Maar pas nadat communisten op alle sleutelposities waren gezet en een geheime politie was ingesteld. Kort daarop werden alle niet-communistische leiders geliquideerd door de executiepelotons. Engeland en de Verenigde Staten protesteerden en hun wapens op de schroothoop lagen te roesten. De Russen hadden hun strijdmacht slechts gedeeltelijk gedemobiliseerd. Zij hielden de sterkste macht in Europa op de been. Reeds lang hadden de mannen van het Kremlin zich toegelegd op de verbreiding van het communisme met alle middelen. Zij overheersten Rusland en wensten heel Europa te overheersen en de hele wereld. Ze wisten zeer goed dat een leger niet alleen kan worden gebruikt om oorlog te voeren, maar ook om te intimideren. In Griekenland...
Reverend! He was torn apart!
Now much money is tied up in this business, Louis.
Yeah, I know it, boss. That's why I came down...
Only two things can interfere with this business, which is so profitable, Louis. One, cops, two... Stupidity. You've been stupid, Louis.
Now, boss, listen, I...
Some days you can't do anything right, eh, Louis?
Yeah, that's right, boss.
One, you loan him your car. Two, when he's on the stuff. Three, you leave the registration in the car. Four, this means the cops know it's your car. He's packed up. Five, you come down here, maybe tying me up to the whole thing. And six, one of our best salesmen is killed. Six mistakes, Louis. Six mistakes. All in one night.
Now, boss, wait. Now, listen, get out of here, kid.
Oh, yes, I can, Louis. Yes, I can.
I told him it was a mistake, Gary. I told him.
Danny?
Yeah?
You will throw this body in an empty lot somewhere. Was there anybody in the car besides Mike?
Yeah, a kid.
A girl?
No, it's a boy. It's just a kid, Gary. He don't know from nothing.
Wenn die Gewalt
durch diesen Spinner werden wir reich
nicht mehr unter Kontrolle ist, wenn die Schuldigen nicht verurteilt werden, wenn das Verbrechen nicht bekämpft wird,
Waffe fallen lassen,
bleibt als einzige Hoffnung.
Du wirst langsam sterben.
Sie werden ihn finden.
Tötet mich.
Nur ein
eines Traum Tages werden wir alle Länder erobern.
Gegen die Hölle zu kämpfen.
Und ich werde so lange Krieg führen, bis dein Volk und alle Völker der Erde unterworfen sind. Du bist falsch wie eine Schlange.
Töte mich, wenn du willst. Mir liegt nichts mehr in meinem Leben.
Keine Strafe ist schwer genug für dich. Ich werde dich lebend begraben.
Ich liebe dich.
Jetzt werde ich diesen Schwur wahrmachen und alle Völker Europas sollen vor mir zittern. Niemand von uns wird deinem Schicksal entgehen.
The Navy is planning for the offensive employment of biological and chemical warfare.
Biological and chemical warfare have two principal objectives. To reduce the enemy's production of food by destroying his crops and his food-producing farm animals. And to incapacitate the enemy's armed forces and that portion of his human population that directly supports them. The Navy is preparing to accomplish these objectives with both biological and chemical agents. The Department of Defense has assigned primary responsibility to the Chemical Corps, U.S. Army, for basic research in biological and chemical agents and for their production in the quantities needed by the joint services. The Navy, therefore, is primarily concerned with delivery of these agents to the areas ordered for contamination.
Ascaris is a round worm that infests. It's likely her fever made her body too hot for the worms. In this inhospitable environment, these Ascaris worms head for the nearest exit, crawling up her esophagus and into her airways, triggering her cough.
In extreme cases, Ascaris worms can cause secondary infections and intestinal blockages, which can be fatal.
The Leishmaniasis parasite is transmitted by a tiny insect called a sandfly. The Leishmania parasites mature in the gut of an infected sandfly, and when the sandfly bites a human, it regurgitates those parasites into the skin. When an uninfected sandfly bites an infected host, the cycle continues.
Leishmaniasis is mostly found in Asia, the Middle East, Southern Europe. Inside James's body, the triple E virus makes its way through the bloodstream and into the brain. There, the virus invades individual brain cells, replicating inside them and destroying them in the process. This causes the brain to swell, leading to James's headaches, altered mental state, and seizures.
She said, there's no treatment for Eastern equine encephalitis. All you can do is just treat the symptoms and hope that the person pulls through. The Florida Department of Health, they actually want to follow James's case to use his data to help them with future cases.
It made me...
You look around this world and believe in the good of God. Famine, pestilence, war, disease, and death. They rule this world. Famine, pestilence, war, disease, and death. Famine, pestilence, war, disease, and death. They rule this world. There is no other god. Satan killed him.
I don't care what anybody told her. The boy stays here.
What is he telling you?
To bring those trashy science fiction magazines. He's completely out of control. You may instruct to know, Mrs. McLean, that your son is running a high temperature. His heart action is unnaturally fast. It's too soon to tell, but there's every symptom of polio, and I still want to move to the isolation ward of the general hospital.
Nein, wir nehmen
ihn. No, he has to go with us. There's a speed bump on the front.
The communists
are one thing. A sinus
are
something else.
Fascists. Soviet imperialism has replaced Nazi imperialism as a threat to the peace of the world.
Communism in reality is not a political party. It is a way of life, an evil and malignant way of life. It reveals a condition akin to disease that spreads like an epidemic. And like an epidemic, a quarantine is necessary to keep it from infecting this country.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. This is your official civil defense broadcaster. An explosion has just taken place in New York City, which is believed to have resulted from the dropping of a hydrogen bomb. The bomb was probably carried by a guided missile launched from a submarine at sea. All civil defense workers report to emergency stations immediately. Stay where you are unless you're in immediate danger.
You know, there are plenty of good investments in this country, but I have one permanent share that no money can buy. My share in the United States of America. We're all shareholders getting priceless dividends every day.
Headaches are one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Behind the eyes, under the cheekbones, so your whole face hurts. Well, now there's Sinoff, the sinus medicine that works deep inside sinus cavities, helps clear and drain congestion in minutes. Sinoff tablets give you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. A sinus drainer helps your pain while you drain. Remember, Sinoff, S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
And now, invasion of the walking catfish. A crazed scientist, Dr. Leopold, is convinced to fish. He proves
the son of a bitch!
Gee, golly gosh, I sure am sorry I offended you, you white trash piece of shit.
Who? Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Get this son of a bitch!
No!
The entire town goes berserk in a rampage of death and violence.
Oh my God, no!
No one is safe.
I, Joe Delaney, will conjure up your life.
Who is in possession of Joel Delaney?
There's a whole supernatural city around us here. Spiritist churches, espiritismo seances, summoning the dead, bookeria, witchcraft.
We know.
So here's how vomiting works. There's actually a vomit center in the brainstem at the base of your brain. It sends signals to your midsection, to the diaphragm and the muscles surrounding your stomach, and they violently react, propel the food up your esophagus, out your mouth, hopefully into a toilet or a bucket. And the thing is, the force is absolutely incredible.
Have you been smoking marijuana?
Marijuana is illegal, I know that.
That's right.
For now.
In this video, you'll see or feel. Once you've chosen the injection site, open Art Brews. Once you've chosen the injection site, open an alcohol wipe. Gently pull the head of your penis straight out in front of you. Wipe the injection site with an alcohol wipe. Then set the wipe down nearby. Next, you'll inject the medication. Let go of your penis, pick up the syringe, and take off the cap covering the needle. Check to make sure the medication dose is right. If you pushed out any medication by accident, draw up more from the vial following the same steps as before. Hold the syringe between your thumb, index, and middle fingers, like you'd hold a pen or dart, with the needle facing the floor. Don't touch the plunger yet.
That would kill their own mother for a fix. That would rob their children for just a fix and a few dollars to buy drugs, to buy dope. He went on to tell of the horror, the hell, the agony. And he said that in New York City alone, there are 300,000 users of heroin. Heroin, that's the last stage before death. That's the last hell before the flames. That's the last agony before the lids close in this world. 300,000 users of heroin, beside the LSD, beside the cocaine, beside the bennies, beside all the drugs that are being used other than heroin. 300,000. Mr. Stewart also went on to say that something has to be done. New York City is rotting at the core. It's literally rotting at the core. My son that's here tonight told me of his history teacher in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that visited New York City just a few days ago. And while he was there for a few days' stay, he was robbed of every dime of money that he had on him, in full view of many people standing on a street corner. And 10 feet away from him, a man was shot, murdered in cold blood. He looked a short distance away, and a young girl was raped, and no one lifted a hand. A city that's turned into an animal-crawling jungle. Brother Detroit is not far behind it. You hear me tonight? What is happening? What is taking place? Mr. Alsop went on to say that if something is not done, this very nation will crumble and fall. Not by communist guns and bullets and the bursting of bombs and the marching of soldiers, but as millions of its population die from the agony and the hell of drugs. The police broke into an apartment the other day in one of our major cities. When they went in, bursted open the door, they found rooms that were littered filthy. The smell and the stench was so horrible they tried to hold their nostrils. They heard a groan. They ran into the bathroom, and a mother, if you would use the term loosely, was sitting in the bathtub with no clothing on her body. She was under the influence of drugs.
Are you ready to die?
I'm sorry to say that I'm not ready just yet.
In Jesus' name, we come out of agreement with all...
Come on!
Heftige Detonation. Niemand geht.
Senor, können wir es wirklich riskieren, am helllichten Tage die Ware zu löschen?
God, I just want to say in the name of Jesus, I renounce witchcraft. In Jesus' name, we come out of agreement with all witchcraft. In Jesus' name, Freemasonry, black magic, sorcery. We don't want any part of it. In Jesus' name, get out in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And we are not in agreement with you. In Jesus' name.
Vitamin C and D.
But still, they hold out their hands for more, always more. And you encourage them. Well, I'm sick of their stench, of their misery, of their disease. So let them starve. Let them die.
You'll do very well here. Work hard. Obey the rules. Now, my son requires a firm hand. Don't coddle him, understand? I want him hard and tough, ready for the world. Learn to make friends. That's important.
If your son has what it takes to be a great leader, I know how to bring it out.
Het is zo'n extatische avond. Volgens mij is er echt iets heel bijzonders gebeurd vanavond.
Heel mooi en best wel ook emotioneel eigenlijk, vond ik.
Uitbundig. Nou, dat heb ik nog niet meegemaakt. Echt nooit.
Het is fantastisch. Het is echt briljant.
Ja, ik vind het echt fantastisch.
Oh, ja, Florian! Dit is wat wij vinden. Ik kom zijn de man. Ik
I say that if you were injected with this, you'd revert to a primitive anthropoid, physically as well as mentally.
Only one scientist dared investigate the incredible phenomena. How a pet dog reverted to an antediluvian...
The leader of stuff appears. Die together. Die together.
Yeah, I'm declaring marriage for you.
It's claiming that now, it's claiming that I should have come up with what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nou, zo'n negerpik kan je nooit hebben, denk ik.
Nou, een koffie
hebben? Ik hoop dat mijn wasmiddel dit aan kan. Want Erika zegt nou zelf. Alle wasmiddelen zijn toch hetzelfde?
Hetzelfde? Niks hoor.
Ja, met ingebouwde wasverzachter. Lekker zacht en fris. Lekker zacht en fris.
Ik zei toch, schooner kan niet. Daar koop ik het voor.
Maar zo'n vies tafellaken.
Hier, probeer het eens.
Moet je nou eens kijken. Dat tafellaken. Die theedoeken. Schooner kan niet. En alles ook nog lekker zacht en fris.
Dus zijn voor jou alle wasmiddelen nog steeds hetzelfde?
Nee, niet meer. Nee, niet meer. Want schooner kan niet.
Met Overton, dan Dolder.
Ja, graag 30 meter magazijnstelling, 200 stapelbakken, 3 winkelrekken, 4 ladders, 2 rollenbanen, 8 kantinetafels, 32 stoelen, 3 bureaus en 2 dossierkasten. Maar ik moet het wel snel hebben. Wat zegt u? Dat is snel.
Did you have your shock today? Oftewel, heb jij vandaag je shock gehad?
Mijn kettingzaag is super sterk. Mijn
zaag is super step.
Niet zij, maar de alcohol regeert het gezin. Ze is al lang niet meer haar eigen baas. Baas is de alcohol.
Het zal je toch maar gebeuren door 4 konijnen verkracht te worden. Het zal je toch maar gebeuren door 4 konijnen verkracht te worden.
Maar ik bepaal zelf wel wat ik doe. Ik bepaal zelf wel wat ik doe.
Ja, dat kan helaas niet.
Zegt u het maar. Zegt u het maar.
Ik ben bezig. Ik ben bezig.
Is het niet zo dat jullie soms wel eens onnodig amputaties verrichten?
AIDS is een straf van God voor de homo. AIDS is een straf van God voor de homo.
Jij terroriseert mij en mijn soortgenoten en mijn...
Jij terroriseert mij.
Maar je terroriseert.
Ik terroriseer je helemaal niet.
Dat heb ik gedaan, dat ik van kinderen hou. Ik ben pedofiel en ik ben er trots op. Nee, dat het oké is. En dat het dus ook oké is voor kinderen. Nou, ik ben pedofiel en ik ben er trots op. Ik ben pedofiel.
De duivelse aanstichter van de webstaan.
Ik heb een vriend van Roy Matt.
Come out.
I won't let her go. Die deze voor het christendom zo zegenrijke daad heeft volbracht. De glorie straalt uit over u en over het hele Spaanse Rijk.
De mensheid is van een misdadiger verlost, die de godsdienst en zijn koning zoveel schade heeft berokkend.
Ik kan niet toestaan dat een vorst wil heersen over het geweten van zijn onderdanen. De vrijheid om te denken en te geloven wat hij wil, is het onvervreemdbaar recht van ieder mens.
De samengebonden pijlen het symbool zijn van onze verbondenheid. Laat ons als natie met één hart en één ziel de verdediging van ons goede volk op ons nemen.
Deze oorlog, heren, is uitsluitend
uw oorlog.
No. Exorcisms of the devil appear just as sincere. Far out and dramatic. Indeed, the army does officially recognize Satanism as a legitimate religion and supplies chaplains with this guide for ministering to the satanic soldier. Some charge that army bases have become sanctuaries for devil worshippers, and the graffiti
666, the sign of the devil, over here a bloody skull and crossbones.
This is a pentacle. The interesting thing about this pentacle is it's an upright pentacle. Let me see. Well, it's actually fairly fresh. This is how gangs talk to each other.
The change to designate the use of the term Zionist as a proxy for a protected attribute as hate speech. So if somebody were to use Zionist, of course you can use it in the sense of you're a proud Zionist, but if you're using it in the context of degrading somebody, calling somebody a Zionist as a dirty name, then that gets designated as hate speech.
Los, Jack, mach schon!
Mach ein anderes Gesicht, du siehst doch, dass ich drehe. Das ist ja entsetzlich. Was müssen das für Bestien sein? Unglaublich. Was für eine grauenvolle Bestrafung für eine Frau. Man kann es sich nicht erklären. Vielleicht hängt es mit einem sexuellen Ritual zusammen. Die Gesetze dieser Primitiven sind unbegreiflich, unvorstellbar für uns.
Von einem kleinen Flugplatz am Rande des Mato Grosso bricht ein Filmteam auf, um die letzten Kannibalen zu suchen. Es wird eine Expedition des Grauens. Drei Männer und eine Frau in der grünen Hölle des Amazonas. Aus Jägern werden Gejagte. Aus scheinbar zivilisierten Menschen Bestien.
Was muss diese Frau verbrochen haben, dass sie auf diese unmenschliche Weise getötet wurde?
Nackt und zerfleischt.
These shit-faced subversives!
but are sold, our country out to the communists will die.
And you will not. I stand for nationalism, law and order, economic prosperity.
Are the masters of deception. Christian Democrat Green on the outside. Moscow Red on the inside.
More intelligence that these guys running around the hills here ever took the power, they'd make the Pol Pot incident look like a picnic.
Oh, God.
And you, Richard, are a bad Catholic in all ways.
How am I a bad Catholic?
You're living in sin?
No,
you drink?
Once in a while I have a drink.
You sleep with many women. Do you smoke marijuana?
No, that was wrong.
What is good or decent about you?
Well, none, I guess, but look. Okay, you got a point. Okay, I am a fucking weasel. There's no doubt about it, but think about this. If I went to church, I haven't been to church in 30 years, but if I went and I took confession, and we went to communion together, at redemption, that'd be great.
Are characterized by the presence of delusions. That is, false beliefs, which cannot be corrected by adequate proof, and which are not in accordance with generally accepted concepts. The powerful forces are opposing him, and in the delusional system, these often take the form of large and influential political or religious groups.
We're more impressed with the Saul anointing than a David anointing, because we're more impressed with what looks right than what is right.
Therefore,
we choose things that we think should sound right, should act right, according. And they even say about our president, well, he's not presidential. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Yeah. And I mean that with all due respect, because in other words, he's not a polished politician. In other words, he's authentically, whether people like it or not, has been raised up by God, because God says that he raises up and places all people in places of authority. It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
The physiology of vomiting. Now, vomiting is also known as emesis and throwing up, amongst many other terms. And it is an involuntary, forceful expulsion of the contents of one's stomach, essentially through the mouth. We will look at the so-called emetic reflex, which is the vomiting reflex. And in order to understand the vomiting reflex, we need to talk about the brain. So here is the brain and the brain stem. There's an area of the brain stem called the medulla oblongata, where we find what's called the vomiting center. The vomiting center contains essentially muscarinic receptors.
You're better than average. You have to work harder than the average. If you want greatness, your effort must be greater than great. It's not all about physical effort. It's about the effort you apply to learning, the effort you apply to growing, the effort you apply to finding solutions. It's as much about working smart as it is hard. The effort you put in to become a better person, a more understanding person. The effort you put in to helping others. How many other lives do you impact around you from the effort you give to others? Your quality of life depends on your effort. It doesn't matter what success means to you. Whatever it is, it will require your effort. If you want to be a good friend, a good parent, effort is required. If you want financial success or physical strength, effort is required. And your level of effort will equal your level of results. There are no mistakes. Give your all every day, every minute of every day. Your best effort in each present moment will lead to your best future moments. There are no mistakes. All your effort, all you got.
Why do you want that dream so bad?
Welcome back. Not louder, not harder, just cleaner. Your words are fewer, but they land with precision. Your presence is lighter, but it carries weight. You don't rush to fill silence anymore, because you know silence reveals far more than noise ever could. You let people speak themselves into truth. You let them show you who they are without interruption. And when they do, you believe them the first time. What changed most wasn't the world around you. It was the internal recalibration. The moment you stopped doubting your perception, the moment you accepted that what you experienced was real, even if it was denied, minimized, or reframed by others, that acceptance rewired your nervous system. You stopped scanning for approval. You stopped seeking confirmation.
That my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there.
Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie.
Hey guys and gals, get hip with a new craze. Register today for your very own personal 666 barcode implant. No more need to carry cash or credit cards. The price of the goods you buy is now automatically subtracted from your bank account by the computer terminal at the checkout stand. It's fast, it's easy.
Checkout stand, and there's a laser scanner where you put your hand.
Kathy, don't go to the supermarket today.
Don't go, Kathy, don't go.
Without a computer ID, there's no way to pay.
Don't go, please don't go.
I know there's a sale and a special on rice, and you can buy beans at a giveaway price. But that's just their way to get you down there. What you don't know is that they're everywhere.
Kathy, don't go to the supermarket today. Kathy, don't go to the supermarket today.
They had a special program on the TV last night, explaining calmly why these things must be done right. They say their new computer is the way to control, but what they didn't say is that it cost your soul.
Kathy, don't go to the supermarket today.
Don't go, Kathy, don't go. Without a computer ID, there's no way to pay.
Don't go, please don't go.
There's a very strange man at the checkout stand, and there's a laser scanner where you put your hand. Kathy, don't go to the supermarket today. Oh, Kathy, can't you see what they're trying to do? This isn't just a new craze. They want to make us their slaves. Away. Honey, don't
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u
na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Greetings, welcome to episode 184 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week with a listener submission. This was sent in by DJ Empirical. It is Robert Plant and Band of Joy. It is a bad rip of the song, Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down.
Oh,
This is the Word Audio How-To Library, featuring practical information you need for personal and spiritual growth. From the presentation on this How-To Library cassette, you are going to learn about the four basic personality types, understanding of which will help you define the temperaments of yourself and others and discover how they affect all of your relationships. Sharing this information is Florence Litauer, a popular speaker and author who has studied this subject extensively.
She has read numerous personality books and has written a book on the subject,
Your Personality,
published by Word Thus. Before you listen to this tape,
we encourage you to first look at the inside portion of the album's cover, as well as personality profile and form sheet that's provided there. Stop and take fire now while you complete this activity. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Gerald McCarthy. I'm a DC and president and CEO of J&R Research Corporation. And I urge you to listen very carefully to this brief tape, because its message may very well give you or someone you love a new lease on life from improved health and vitality. In a moment, I'll introduce you to 13 medical professionals, doctors who will reveal their exciting in-practice results with a patented breakthrough in nutritional science. Already used by countless consumers and doctors in Europe, it's just recently been introduced into the U.S. and Canada. But these 13 doctors and many others here in North America are finding it to be the single most powerful nutritional health-promoting compound that they've ever used. It's a patented natural plant extract,
water-soluble, established or it's safe to use
as vitamin C,
but has extremely potent
health-building qualities.
Now, hardly a day goes by
that an article doesn't appear in the newspapers or magazines
about how antioxidant nutrients protect us from disease. Most every vitamin commercial on TV
now includes the buzzword statement,
such and such,
now with extra antioxidants. Most everyone is now familiar with the health-promoting value of the common antioxidants,
such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and others.
But
milligram per milligram, this new compound is literally 20 times more potent than vitamin C,
and 50 times more potent than vitamin E as an antioxidant.
In fact, nutritional scientists
are praising it as the most powerful
antioxidant nutrient ever discovered.
And it provides virtually astonishing health benefits.
I am Dr. Russell B. Fields. I am a medical doctor, and since 1963, I've been practicing medicine as a board-certified family physician. During those years, it was a privilege to be chief of staff and or board chairman of four different hospitals, and I had the wonderful experience of being the first assistant for many major surgeries on my patients.
Hello, doctor. This is Dr. Teresa Bernard. I'm a medical doctor, board-certified in OBGYN. I've been in private practice in gynecology for 11 years.
My name is Gary Fishback. I'm a medical doctor specializing in family practice and ophthalmology.
I'm Dr. Ron Surowitz. I've practiced general family medicine as a DO for 25 years. I'm a staff physician at our local hospital and past president of the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association.
I'm Dr. Velma Downs. I'm an MD and I'm board certified in internal medicine and hematology. I've been in practice for over 25 years.
This is Dr. Leon Shore. I am an osteopathic physician and surgeon. I have been practicing medicine and surgery since 1963. I am board certified in general surgery with a fellowship in thoracic surgery. I am currently practicing general family medicine for the past 15 years.
I'm Dr. Pereira, and I'm a family practitioner, board certified in family practice. I'm a member of the staff at three local hospitals.
Yes, Dr. McCarthy, my name is Dr. Steve Phillips. I'm a doctor of podiatric medicine and surgery. I am a member of the American Podiatric Medical Association.